For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team win in a tie last week with North Dakota. Head on the road this weekend to Lake Superior State, joined by senior goalie Matias Scholl. There's no doubt you've been seeing the puck pretty darn well as of late. What's changed?
I don't know if anything's necessarily changed. I think just kind of just habits that have collected over the last 3 years that I've been here, and this being my fourth year. I think just experience is the number one thing. And yeah, like you said, seeing the puck well right now, and just trying to be as focused and on top of things as every game that I can be, just knowing that this is really, you know, it's the last year. So you kind of just try to give every single thing you have when you're out there for the Beavers.
There's no doubt you've made a couple of holy smokes saves here in the last couple of weeks. When you make one of those early, how much, for lack of a better term, easier does the game get?
Yeah, I mean, any goalie would agree. You feed off the energy that a big save gives you, and you know, having a lot of shots too also helps. You feel confident in a groove, but yeah, making a big save, it's big for the team, and you know, that can kind of jumpstart just energy throughout the team. But yeah, I try not to get too high, too low, you know, whether it's getting scored on or making a big save. You just gotta keep an even mindset the whole time.
You look back at the last month-ish. Played at Mariucci, giant building. Augustana, new building. Never been in there before. You've played at home. You've played at the Ralph. What do you do to get yourself ready for how you're going to see the puck in that particular rink?
Yeah, well, I think I hit on it maybe a few interviews back, just like how I go about just like tracking with my eyes before the game. I think that's a really big thing. Just, I mean, your eyes are a muscle too, in a way. You know, you got to warm those things up too. So I just try and get my eyes as dialed in as possible. And when you're in a big arena, I don't know if that necessarily plays as big as a role in vision. I think as long as you're focused, and for me, I like to feed off the crowd energy. So yeah, I just try and keep my eye habits going before the game.
How much does lighting in an arena impact you?
Yeah, it makes a little bit of a difference for sure. I think the brighter the arena, obviously it's easier to see the puck when you're in a darker environment. I think you just got to be that much more focused and tracking as best as you can. And I think Lake State's a little bit of a darker arena from what I remember. But like I said, that's a challenge that, you know, you gotta adjust to. That's what, you know, you're an NCAA athlete. You gotta rise up and just work through it, honestly.
You were hurt last year, didn't play, didn't even go on the trip. To be blunt, they've had your number, not you, the team's number over the years. Why is it a tough place to play?
I think, like you said, I mean, it's just a different environment. It's a little bit of a darker atmosphere, like you said. And I think the dimensions of the arena, I think it's a little bit tighter from what I remember. But I'm not sure. It's something that, you know, each team has their own challenge when they play an opponent. And obviously this being a new year, I'm glad I'm able to make the trip, and I'm just going to try and help give the best chance to win a game. And I know we're all looking forward to having this challenge in front of us. So
I don't want to speak for all the fans, but they sure get geeked up over Minnesota and North Dakota on your schedule the last few weeks, and Lake Superior State maybe not so much. These are really, really big important games though this weekend, aren't they?
Yeah, they're massive, and especially when they're in conference, like Minnesota, North Dakota, obviously out of conference games. We got some really good results against them, but you could argue that these are probably more important at this time of the year, just based off the win percentages and the points in our leagues right now. Like, this is probably the biggest weekend of our year so far.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much.